Mini episode 153 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by LaughAtSports.com, your new internet home for the convergence of athletics and comedy. Follow them on the web at LaughAtSports.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 153 of the FDH Lounge and our presentation of the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider in this format after 8 years on our previous platform. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our first look at the upcoming fantasy football campaign, which is serialized from our Fantasy Football Draftology 2012 guide, available as a free download at FantasyDraftHelp.com. Every year, there are always players who are overvalued and undervalued by the fantasy football industry. We at FantasyDraftHelp.com compile a so-called Experts Draft Board every year, taking a cross-section of the average rankings of our leading peers in the industry. These averages illuminate the overvalued and undervalued players, showing points of differentiation from our draft board. In a minute, the overvalued and undervalued players of 2012. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
Tattoo on the lower back.
Might as well be a bullseye.
Okay, here's our overvalued QBs. We start with the two big rookies, RG3 and Andrew Luck. One magazine actually had Griffin as high as 8 in the rankings. Talk about overreacting to Cam Newton's once-in-a-lifetime rookie season. The other overvalued QB is one with a high burden of proof regarding his health, Peyton Manning. The undervalued QBs are Ryan Fitzpatrick and Matt Flynn. The overvalued running backs are Peyton Hillis, Steven Jackson, Doug Martin, Stephen Ridley, C.J. Spiller, and Beanie Wells. Their undervalued counterparts are Donald Brown, Mark Ingram, Felix Jones, DeMarco Murray, and Ben Tate. The overvalued wide receivers are Percy Harvin and Lance Moore. Undervalued wide receivers are Kenny Britt, Antonio Brown, Dez Bryant, Malcolm Floyd, Torrey Smith, and Nate Washington. There are no overvalued or undervalued tight ends or defense/special teams units. Overvalued kickers are Garrett Hartley, Nate Kading, Olindo Mare, and Neil Rackers. The undervalued kickers are Matt Bryant, Billy Cundiff, Ryan Lindell, Mike Nugent, Sean Swisham, and Lawrence Tynes. Thanks for checking us out. Again, for a more comprehensive look at this year's fantasy football season, download our free guide, Fantasy Football Draftology 2012, at FantasyDraftHelp.com. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports, and be sure to sample our other Nothing Is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversations with media superstars Ernie Johnson and Robert Flores from the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IAmBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classics, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Aquafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.